and to make him stop?
Some folks say, get up, giddy up, giddy up.
Okay, what about to stop?
Say, whoa.
And what do you call, what do you say when you're calling the pig?
Ooh, pig, 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 come on, pig.
Okay, and to the chicken?
Chick, 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 chicken.
Okay, and what if you're going to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'll say, I want to
hitch up.
And if you're driving, you said you hold in your hands
on the reins.
Okay, if you're riding a horse now on his back.
Oh, yeah, and you're riding in the saddle and you got the bridle on. You still got a rein, though.
Okay, and what do you put your feet in?
In the stirrups, if you got a saddle on that.
Okay, and if you have two horses, the one on the left is called something different from the one on the right, or do you remember?
I don't remember that.
Well,
spare horse all out now.
Okay, and the one that walks in the furrow, or what about the term the lead horse or the haul horse? You ever hear any of those terms?
No.
Okay. If something's not right at hand, but you might say, oh, it's just a little something
short
over,
piece.
Just a little something
short distance.
Over. A little, would you put a word in front of over? Just a little over. A little
further over.
All right. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a before dark. You had a to go before dark.
Wait, let's see. We have a short. Have a.
If it's not, it's a pretty good distance. You
we
might
have
say,
a.
We have a
pretty walk. Good piece to go yet.
Okay, if something is very common, you don't have to hunt for it at all. You say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if somebody were on the ice and he slipped and he fell this way, he fell
backwards.
And he fell this way, he fell
forward.
And if you didn't have any luck when somebody says, did you catch any fish? You might say, no.
No, I didn't have any luck.
Okay.
Luck was bad.
No blank a one. No.
Not a one.
Okay. If a boy is being scolded by the teacher at school, he might say, why is she blaming me? I've nothing wrong.
I haven't did anything wrong.
Okay. If somebody apologizes for breaking something of yours, maybe a rake or something, you might say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
You say, what they would say, I'm sorry.
Okay, but you might say another word after. Don't worry about it. I didn't like it.
I didn't use it anyway.
Okay. And a crying child might come in and say, well, he was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay, and if talking about a boy, and you might say, now that boy's really spoiled. When he grows up, he's
gonna be tough.
Okay, he'll have his trouble
when he grow up.
Okay, a word that you might use for probably or something like that. He'll have his trouble. Like as not, apt as not. Did you say that?
Explain that again.
I want to know if you'd have any expression like, well, like as not, he'll have his trouble, or apt as not, he'll have his trouble.
Later.
Okay. What do you call the furrow that's cut by a plow? You know, a plow goes along and makes a thing like that. How do you call it? Mm-hmm. I said the word.
It's a fur.
Okay.
Well, really, that's what it is, a fur.
Yes, my question was supposed to be the trench.
Yes, ma'am.
Good, Allie. Okay, if you have an area that has a lot of bushes and shrubs on it, and you might say you cut them all down, what did you do? We just what the land?
Cleared the land.
Okay, and wheat is tied up into a
barn.
And all of the bundles or sheaves are piled up into a big
pile.
And how do you tell how much of something you make to an acre? You say, we raised 40